唱这首歌之前呢，我早上我做了一个吧，我早上起来，我很少这样，早上起来很特别要为两个人祷告，一个是胡文敏，这个不用没关系，一个是胡文敏呢，一个是林志强，这祷告我是这样为，我是求神啊，我是说主啊，你当然还帮了我们姐妹，我一起祷告。我先为胡文敏弟兄祷告，求神啊，求你吸引我们的弟兄，你知道他，你知道他的需要，你知道我们姐妹的渴慕，向着你的心，那我在祷告的过程中，我就觉得神的爱好像就在那个祷告的过程中，就在那个祷告的过程中，那接着我就为林志祥祷告，他站在厨房，然后我就一开始为他祷告那个时候说，他转向我，他面发光向我微笑，所以这是早上我祷告，就是这个，所以我很少说会这样起来祷告，心里特别有负担，我就会胡敏弟兄。胡敏弟兄好像站在那个客厅的地方，他还留着那个很有 style 那个头发，所以早上我就感谢神，我觉得神要祝福这两个家庭。
这首歌是根据八十四天，
对
交关系，
这个有可能接 speaker 吗？
不是，
学长，这首歌的 title 你可以看得到吗？
就是那个叫井水涌上来，
井水，
对，在 YouTube 上。
87合并起来，它是蛮快的，倒是真的。好像习惯，像习惯这个字有点的，这个蛮快的，这个太快了。
在 YouTube 上面，
对，比较好。
对，这个。
感谢你的河马的水，主谢谢你的活水泉浇灌下来，主谢谢你的生命浇灌下来，圣灵谢谢你来充满我们，来引领这个聚会，主谢谢你的高摩姐先叔叔，要放胆传讲你的话，主感谢赞美你，谢谢你与我们所有人同在，你祝福我们，使我们释放出热情来爱你，主感谢赞美你，祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，
阿
门。
感谢主，谢谢，谢谢啊，文琪的祷告，放胆，对，感谢主。师母啊，谢谢师母给我们这个机会，给我这个机会啊。其实我每次上来这个讲台，真的也是戒慎恐惧，就是。
Thank you, Pastor, for giving me this opportunity. To be honest, whenever I come up here, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. 因为我这个也是 WIP 啊 ，Working in Progress.
Because I'm also a work in progress.
就是所以说，还得很多地方在学习 ，Yeah.那我今天想要分享的是，我们先看约翰福音第十四章。
So what I want to share today starts at John chapter
14.
Yeah.
那我记得有一次，我有跟各位弟兄姐妹分享说，我去这个 LA Fitness 做运动的时候，然后因为他开的时间。我没有算好，他是八点开，我七点就到了。我以为他七点开，所以有一个小时的时间呢，我就在那个车上，我就坐在车上。那天气很冷，那我就基本上我就看圣经，那我就默想诗篇这个约翰福音十四章。
So one time I mentioned to brothers and sisters that.You know, I was going to go exercise at LA Fitness one morning, but the gym only opened at 8, but I got there at 7. So during that time, during that hour, I was reading and meditating on John chapter 14.
然后神就很感动我，我就一直哭，一直流泪。
And God was moving me and touching me, and I just started to cry.
我就问主，因为我看第十四章的时候，我就问主，我说主为什么？十四章第三节跟第二节跟第三节。
So, you know, I was thinking about chapter 14, verse 2 and 3.
我说主啊，我说。既然天父的家里有这么多的住处，若是没有你就早会告诉我们。可是你为什么要告诉我们？你又要去预备呢
？So I was thinking to the Lord. Here you say, that in my father's house there are many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you.But then I wondered, why did you have to go to go prepare this place?
我说主，你到底是预备什么？我就这样问主，我就主啊，我说是预备什么
？And I asked the Lord, what are you preparing?
然后我里面就一直很感动，我就是灵里面很感动，然后就一直流泪，然后后来是怎么样情况？我就开，因为有好像要带 Emily 去看，有一个时间 Emily 要去看，我就没有去了，我就必须要开车回来。
As I was reading this, I was really touched in the spirit, and I was just wondering this question. But because I had to leave to bring Emily somewhere, so I
我就开车回家。
I ended up driving home.
我就整路开车的时候，我就一直在流泪，一直在哭。
And the entire way back home, I was still crying.
我就觉得神那个爱在我里面。我说主，你为我预备我要住的地方。
And within I felt God's love within me, knowing that He was preparing a place for me.
那我要讲的是说，当我们，我感谢神，会跟我们这个歌有关系，就是说，我跟各位弟兄姐妹分享是说。神就住在我们里面。神借着我们领受耶稣基督的救恩，神就这么清楚的住在我们的里面。神借着他的灵住在我们的灵里面，使我们可以跟神这么的亲近。所以我们可以随时跟神，所以我们可以跟神来交谈。
So I'm just really thankful to God, because, He is living within us. He has a place within our hearts, but because His Spirit is also dwelling within us.
在我们里面。你不觉得这是一个很大的祝福吗？
So don't you think this is such a great blessing?
我们可以跟至高的神就像朋友这样讲话吗？
That we can be with such an almighty God, and be like friends with him.
而且他会用他的方式感动我们。
And he'll use his ways to move us.
即使到现在我都不是那么清楚耶稣到底回答我什么，但是我知道他给我的感动就是我想要渴慕跟爱他。
So, you know, even now I'm not sure what his, you know, the exact answer to my question is, but I know that he's put this, you know, this.Love within me, this heart within me to want to love him more.
他说你要继续问我。
It's like him asking, it's like as if he's telling me to continue to ask.
所以有时候你出去那个你去商店门关起来也是一个祝福。
Yeah, so sometimes even when you go out and, you know, the place you want to go to or the store you want to go to is closed, it can still be a blessing.
那个祝福就是你要找一个地方，你必须要安静下来，你要坐在里面，你可以读神的话，或者你可以跟神求问。
And the blessing is that in those moments you can find a quiet place to pray, to ask and speak, seek God.
任何时间。
And really anytime.
任何地点。
And any place.
感谢主。
So thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
而且当我们朝见他的时候，当我们跟他交谈的时候，那个热情就涌出来，那个爱就涌出来，从那个井水里面涌出来。
So when we seek him and when we have communion with him, then that desire and that love wells up within us.
从哪边涌出来呢？
And so where does this come from?
从神的殿。
That comes from his temple.
从圣殿的下方有一条 河。
Because we know that in this temple, below it there is this river.
这殿在哪里呢？
Where is this temple?
圣经说，我们就是圣灵的殿。
And the Bible says that we are His temple.
你怎么知道？我们怎么知道呢？
And how do we know?
我们就是知道，对不对？罗马书第八章第十六节讲到。
In Romans, chapter 8, verse 6, it says.
我们先看罗马书第八章第十四节。
Let's actually look at Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
他说凡为因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
然后第十六节又讲到圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
In verse 16 it says, The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
所以是神的灵和我们的心，其实我们的心这边讲的是英文的话是我们的 spirit， 我们的灵。
We see here that it is God's spirit that speaks to our and testifies to our spirit.
是神的灵呢，跟我们的灵同作见证，所以我们知道我们是神的儿女。
We know that we are God's children. Through this.
所以我们知道神的灵与我们同在，神的灵就住在我们里面。
So we know that the Spirit of God dwells within us.
哥林多前书第二章有讲到在哥林多前书第二章讲到三个灵。
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
他讲到神的灵，讲到人的灵，还有讲到一个世界的灵。
Speaks of three different kinds of spirits. One is the spirit of God, one is the spirit of man, and one is the spirit in this world.
所以在我们没有接受耶稣基督之前，我们靠的是我们的灵，人的灵。
So before we have come, before we came to know Christ, we relied on, our own spirit and the spirit of this world.
因为人只有人的，只有在人里头的灵，知道人里面的事情。哥林多前书二章十一节。
So in chapter 2, verse 11, it says that, who knows the thoughts of man except the man's spirit within him?
还有第十二节，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵。
And also in verse 12 it says that we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们是我们的人是灵魂体，对不对？
So from the Bible we know that for humans, we have a body and a spirit.
在那个帖撒罗尼迦前书五章23节。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse
23. 下半段说，又愿你们的灵、以魂、以身子得蒙保守。
So says in the second half of that verse, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless.
所以我们比较容易搞混的就是灵跟魂，对不对？有时候我们会把灵魂讲成一个，那其实灵魂在圣经告诉我们是分开的。
So sometimes we get confused by the spirit and soul. Oftentimes we just treat it synonymously, but in the Bible you can see that they're two different things.
所以我们是一个灵，我们是个灵人，我们是个属灵人，对不对？
So we know that we, you know, we have a spiritual being.
那我们里面有一个灵，有一个魂。
And within us, we have a spirit, and we also have a soul.
住在一个身体里面。
And it's, you know, it dwells within this body.
那这个啊，身体我们很知道。我们可以动，我们可以看，我们可以听。
And we're really familiar with, you know, the body. You know, we can move, we can listen.
魂呢？这个魂的部分是我们的，就是我们的意志，我们的情感，比如说我们想要去做什么，我们感觉到什么，我们的思想，还有我们的知识的这个领域。
And the soul, you know, that is our emotions, our self-will, our thoughts.
然后再就是我们里面的灵。
And then there is the spirit.
那我们知道我们这个人的灵呢，因着这个亚当，我们的先祖犯罪，我们是没有跟神之间是没有交通的，是隔离的。
And we know that for our spirit, because of Adam, because of our ancestors and sin, we don't have a connection with God.
直到我们领受耶稣基督的，领受救恩，接受耶稣基督当我们个人的救主，我们领受这个救恩的时候，那神的灵。就进到我们的里面。
It's not until after we've accepted Jesus Christ and the salvation He offers to us. That's only when we are able to have His Spirit come within us.
所以灵，神的灵就住在我们的里面。
And so the Spirit of God dwells within us.
住在我们的灵里面。
And dwells within our spirit.
感谢主，所以我们就可以跟神交通。
So praise the Lord. So in this way, we are able to have fellowship with God.
我们这个灵，我们的灵也会跟我们有我们有时候会知道，就是我们的我们一般在里面讲到我们的良知、良心。保罗弟兄讲，保罗讲，使徒保罗讲到很多地方讲到了良心，就是我们人的灵，我们的灵。
And we also know that, you know, our spirit,
就是他的就是这个灵，他就是。基本上它就是声音，对，有时候它会向我们讲说话的那个声音，就是我们的良心。
And you know, sometimes the spirit is also working in us through our conscience.
所以我们是怎么说？我们圣经上说我们是新造的人。
And we know that the Bible says that we are a new creation.
什么新造呢
？And so, what is this new creation?
我们得救之后，我们还是一样，只是看起来外貌没有变。
After we're saved, you know, our outward appearance hasn't changed.
我们的魂的部分 那个思想意志可能有一些还是有一些旧有的方式。
Maybe in our for our soul, the, you know, the ways we think, you know, it still has, you know, reflects our old selves.
那为什么保罗说我们在基督里面我们是新造的人？
So then why does Paul say that in Christ we are a new creation?
因为我们的灵已经被更新了。
It's because our spirit has been changed.
因为神应许说他要把新一个新的灵放在我们的里面。
And God says that he will put in within us a new spirit.
我觉得知道这个应该是蛮重要的。
I think that knowing this is important.
保罗又说要我们第八章，我们看看《罗马书》第八章。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们的心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。第十节一起念好。若基督在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。第十一节要念了。然而耶稣基督从死里复活的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Verses 9 to 11. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you,Your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
所以第十节这边讲到说，基督若在我们心里面，身体就因罪而我们的身体就因罪而心灵我们的 spirit。
And in verse 10 it says that because of sin our body is dead, you know, but because of the Spirit we can be alive, our spirit can be alive because of His righteousness.
So
our spirit becomes alive through this righteousness. And this is speaking about our spirit.
十一节，然而耶稣基督从死里复活者的，然而叫耶稣基督从死里复活者的灵，就是神的灵，对不对？啊，神的灵，若住在我们心里面，那叫基督，耶稣基督从死里复活的，就是指神，也必借着住在我们心里的圣灵，使我们必死的身体又活过来。
And in verse 11, it's saying that if the spirit of him, which is the spirit of God, who is able to raise Jesus up from the dead, if that spirit is living in you, then this Holy Spirit that's within us can also bring us life.
So, 我们的身体要得赎。
So our bodies also need to be redeemed.
我们再继续读十二节。弟兄啊，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若第十三节，第三，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
And in verse 12 and 13 it says, Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you can live.
感谢主。所以我还不信主的，我还没有信主之前，我拿我当自己，我还没有信主之前，我觉得我很好，我觉得我走我的过我的道路一直走，没有什么，会有一些挑战，但是没有所谓的灵里面的这个 征战，没有两个这个，没有这个挣扎。
So I use myself as an example. Before knowing Christ, you know, I just followed my own way, and I felt like I was, you know, doing pretty well, a pretty good person, following my own path. You know, I might have had some obstacles, but there wasn't any kind of internal spiritual conflict.
但是信主之后，我们就会有这个，会有这个，哎，就会。会有这一个哦，就好像有会有第七节，有时候有这个 第七章，保罗讲到保罗马书第七章这边有这样一种经验。
But after you know knowing Christ and putting my faith in Christ, suddenly you know there were times where you know I had the experience of what Paul says in you know Romans chapter 7.
所以如果只光看第七章的时候，就会觉得很挣扎。
So if we only focus on chapter 7, we'll feel like there's a lot of, you know, frustration.
但是保罗在第七章的最后一节告诉我们得胜的这一个啊、哦、得胜的钥匙。
But even in the last verse of chapter 7, Paul talks about, you know, the key to victory.
哦，对不起，是第25节，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
And the way to overcome is in verse 25, where it says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ."
更奇妙的是第八章的第一节跟第二节。
But what's even more amazing is chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
为什么呢？他说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
It says, therefore.There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
方法呢？第三节告诉我们，律法基因肉体软弱，有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
So how does this work? In verse 3 it says, For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so that the condemned sin in, so that he condemned sin in sinful man.
使立法的意义就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人的身上。
In order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以我们知道说，神的灵住在我们里面，这是一件很重要的事情。
So we know that it's really important, for the Spirit of the Lord to dwell within us.
他会帮助，他会帮助，他帮助我们。
And the Spirit will help us.
第八章，罗马书第八章讲到啊、圣灵，他可以做的，在我们生命上做的事情，这边都讲到了。
And this Romans chapter 8 talks a lot about, you know, the work that the Spirit does within us.
他使我们脱离罪和死的律。
The Spirit sets us free from the law of sin and death.
他使我们成为神的儿女儿子。
He causes us to be called the sons and daughters of God.
他使我们的身子活过来了。
And causes our bodies to come alive.
他使我们使我们可以承受这个同作神的厚慈的这个的厚事厚慈。
He allows us to be able to
这个 heir
to be heirs with him.
所以我们若同他一同受苦呢，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So that if we share in his sufferings, we may also share in his glory.
所以感谢主。那我们就再回到约翰福音十四章这里。
So thank the Lord. Let's turn back to John chapter 14.
So, 我们可以读从第十五节这边哈。
Let's start from verse 15.
我们可以读到二十三节。
To verse 23.
对，我觉得这是很重要的啊，很重要很重要的经节。对我来讲，我也不知道说几年前 Emily 竟然在这个上面帮我贴了一张贴纸。她什么地方不贴？她贴在这个第四章就这个上面。这是 Emily 画的，贴在这边就一直放在这边，从来没有拿走。是她喜欢的 cloud， cloudy。它上面写 cloudy XOXO， 不知道什么意思。然后就贴在耶稣应许圣赐圣灵的这个 paragraph 上面。
So this part of scripture is one of my favorites.
我们可以念哈，那十五到二十三节。
So let us read it together.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去。他同住，这个 David 要自己念一下，还是你要念 ？David， you can read by yourself. Okay. Well, 我们知道这个的背景啊，耶稣。我请各位弟兄姐妹看哈，就是这整个耶稣在谈这段话，他的背景是就是逾越节的，他要上十字架的前几个小时讲的话啊，因为星期四，这是星期四晚上他讲的，星期五的下午，星期五他从凌晨呢，他就被审问嘛，他带去大祭司啊，然后带去给比拉多啊，带去给西律啊，然后又带回去比拉多啊，带回去审问，然后最后他被钉上十字架，九点到十二点这个时候，那钉了十字架，然后他下午的时候就他说 is finished， 然后这一段从第十三、十四、十五、十六、十七这五章的这个 conversation 都是在。就是在那个晚餐的时候，然后跟门徒讲的，就是很宝贵。那使徒约翰把它记录下来，因为约翰是那一个，sorry， 这很容易忘记。
okay, so the context to this part of scripture is during the Passover, the last Passover for Jesus before he was to be crucified, and the words that Jesus spoke from chapter 13, John chapter 13 to 17, was all during that night before. So it was very precious, because we all know the next day in the morning, you know, Jesus, he was brought, you know, before the high priest, before Pilate, before Herod, he was being questioned, and we know that he was crucified in the morning.
Yeah. 对，感谢。那在十四章这边，耶稣讲到的是。 他跟门徒讲到这个应许就是圣灵，他要跟他要求天父再赐给我们一位保惠师。
In chapter 14, he talks about this promise of the Holy Spirit and that he is asking the Father to give us this counselor.
而且叫他永远与我们同在。
And this counselor would be with us forever.
然后第十七节就说，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And here we see in verse 17 it says that, you know, that not only do we know him, but that he also lives in us and that we live in him.
所以耶稣在地上跟门徒在一起的时候，那圣灵也跟他们在一起，对不对？所以他这边讲的是与你们同在，但也在你里面，在里面这个事情是发生在之后发生的事情。
So that we know that when Jesus was there, the Holy Spirit was among them. So that's being with us. But after Jesus, was crucified and he went back, what happened afterwards is that the Holy Spirit could be within us.
所以这件事很，这也是耶稣，这是一件很重要的事情。跟我们刚讲的是，我是有点往后往前讲，就是在这个地方，当我们看到耶稣神。谁要圣灵？耶稣要赐下，要求父赐下一位我们的保惠师。这位保惠师呢，圣灵，真理的圣灵，会住，不但不只是与我们同在 ，not only with us， 不只是跟我们同在，而且 in us 会在这我们的里面。
So this is really important and precious. Now I might be moving back and forth a little bit, but basically.The Holy Spirit is not just with us, but He's also within us.
对。所以耶稣讲说，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。那这个是跟他赐下的圣灵保惠师是一个关联的。
And so Jesus said that He would not leave us as orphans, but that He would come to us, He would send the Spirit.
更 powerful 是十九节，他说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
And in verse 19, Jesus says something even more powerful. He says that because I live, you will also live.
耶稣是要准备离开的，对不对？
Jesus, he knew that he was preparing to leave the world.
上十字架。
To go on the cross.
然后三天之后复活
，and that 3 days later he would be resurrected.
所以复活之后，所以复活就圣灵就赐下。
And after he is resurrected, the Holy Spirit could come down.
对，所以圣灵就住在我们，借着我们因着信，我们接受了耶稣基督。因着信，当我们接受，我们从心里面接受耶稣基督为救主的时候。圣灵就在那个时候就已经内住在我们里面。
And so through faith, through when we accept and believe in Jesus Christ and His salvation for us, the Holy Spirit in that moment dwells in us.
不管你到底脑袋里面清不清楚，或者是但是神的话，就是这个时候发生的。
Whether or not you understand it in your mind, but in that moment, God's word is fulfilled.
所以我们每一个得救重生的基督徒，我们必须要很清楚圣灵住在我们里面。
So every Christian who has been truly saved needs to know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you.
所以当我们，所以我们可以随时来跟我们这一位赐给我们的圣灵，帮助我们的这一位圣灵，我们可以跟他，我们求他来帮助我们。
So that we can call out to the Holy Spirit to help us, the Spirit that lives within us.
而且它使我们活着。
And the Spirit also causes us to live.
我们再看三十节，我们再看二十节。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你里面。
So let us also read verse 20, where Jesus says, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you."
各位弟兄姐妹，在耶稣讲这几句话之前， 我们之前耶稣讲了好几次，父住在他住在父里面，父住在他里面，但是他没有讲过我们住在他里啊，他住在我们里面。
And brothers and sisters, before Jesus said this verse, many times before this verse, he often said that that he was in the Father and the Father that was in him, and never did he say that the Father was also in you.
我们看第十节就知道。约翰福音十四章第十节，我在父里面，我在父里面，父在我里面，你们不信吗？
And even before in the same chapter in verse 10-11, it says that, you know, that the Father is living in him and he is in the Father.
所以，但是在第二十节，耶稣把我们加进去了。
But then in verse 20, Jesus adds us into this.
耶稣说到那日。
And he says that in that day.
是哪一日啊？
And what is this day?
是哪一日？耶稣得荣耀的那一日。
And so what is this day? And that's the day that Jesus is glorified.
所以指向，所以我们刚刚师母讲到说，为什么保罗还有保罗使徒为什么说到说，他只传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So you know now you know why does Paul say that he would only preach Jesus Christ, and Christ crucified?
因为这一日就是都是指向十字架那一天，耶稣上十字架那一天。那个事件
because this day has everything to do with Jesus being crucified.
神为什么差派圣灵给我们呢？
And so why did God, you know, send the Holy Spirit?
因为他爱我们，对不对？
Because he loves us.
他知道我们靠着我们自己，我们没办法。
He knows that if we rely on ourselves, we're unable to.
我们再怎么用力，再怎么使力，都没办法。
That no matter how much strength and willpower we put into it, we don't have the ability.
所以只有靠着圣灵可以帮助我们。
So we have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
可以当我们可能我们需要帮助的时候，他帮助我们。
So when we need help.The Spirit will help us.
我们没有力量的时候，他可以加给我们力量。
When we don't have strength, the Spirit gives us strength.
当我们这个人可能要，因为不认真念圣经，也不认真祷告，然后也不认真寻求神，我们就走偏了之后，圣灵就会拉我们一下。
So when if we are not diligent in prayer or in studying His Word, and if we go astray, the Holy Spirit will draw us back.
我说我们其实应该说我不知道你们，但是我知道我常常是这样。
You know, I say us, but you know, really, it's me, you know.
因为圣灵拉拔我好多好多次，所以我就非常的感受非常的深。
Because the Holy Spirit has, you know, you know,
拉拔就是帮助我。
Helped me many times.
所以我刚讲到的是，基本上就讲到说，我们基本上讲那么多，就是讲一件事情，就是神与我们同在，住在我们里面。
So the point here is that God is dwelling within us, His Spirit is within us.
那这边十四章这边讲到一件很重要的事情，就是我们要遵守他给我们的命令。
And the important thing here as well is that we need to follow His commands.
那我鼓励弟兄姐妹，其实最近我一直在把这个约翰福音我前前后后念了不下十次。我一直念，一直问，一直重复，一直不断的念。
And recently, I've been reading, you know, the Book of John many times. You know, probably over 10 times.
所以我也鼓励弟兄姐妹可以去念非常好。
So I encourage our brothers and sisters to also read this book.
每一章，如果你去念每一章， 圣灵感动约翰啊，那个每一章哦，每一章都是指向十字架，都是指向耶稣基督上十字架这件事情。
And if you read carefully in every chapter, it's all pointing towards the cross.
所以你就可以想象耶稣基督要我们，他的心。
So we know the heart of Jesus.
我们再看，我不晓得时间有多少，我们再看一下几个经文好了。讲到说，那我们是圣灵怎么住在我们里面呢？
And so, how does the Holy Spirit dwell within us?
那其实耶稣在约翰福音第三章这边也有教导。
And in John chapter 3, it actually tells us.
当那个尼哥底母去找耶稣就是问耶稣的时候。
When Nicodemus came to ask Jesus,
第三章第三节，耶稣跟他就跟尼哥底母说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能进神的国。”
And Nicodemus was asking some questions, and Jesus replied in verse 3 by saying, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again."
然后第五节又讲到说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能见神的国。
And in verse 5, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit."
然后我们再继续往下看，第十四节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样。被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
And further down, verse 14 says, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life."
第十六节是大家都可以背的哦。
In verse 16, most of us have already memorized this.
所以这个是有关联性的，是说。耶稣要我们必须要从水还有从圣灵生，就是重生。
So this is all connected, and from here we know that, you know, we have to be born again through the water and of the Spirit.
那水的从水重生，就是要我们知道那个施洗约翰是用水施洗，对不对？那他是要是一个悔改的。是一个悔改的洗，就是我们要悔改。
And we know that, you know, this being born again in the water of the Spirit, it's similar to when John the Baptist was baptizing people with water.
我们得救肯定都是有这个过程。
So for all of us in our, you know, for our salvation, we've gone through the process.
这个悔改是它的媒体是什么？是神的话。
This process of repentance, and you know, really, where does that begin? It's through knowing God's word.
不管是借着神的仆人宣讲他的话，或者是我们自己读神的话。
Whether that's through, you know, God's servants preaching the word, or us just reading His word.
当然，当时那个时候是耶稣讲的话。
And in this time, you know, Jesus was speaking those words.
我自己重生，我也是的经验就是借着这个神的话。我记得上一次有分享，就是马太福音五六七章，这是我重生的神话进到我的生命的一个改变。
So for myself, my own experience.I know it's God's words that have, you know, have been used to renew me. In the past, I shared Matthew chapters 6, 5, 6, and 7. Those chapters are important for my salvation.
而且再来就是从圣灵生。
And then the next part is, you know, being born again in the Spirit.
这边要注意的是说，我们得救不是靠着我们的 行为，而是靠着神，是因为神的恩典，还有是什么？是因为我们得救是本乎恩，因着信。
And the important thing to know is that our salvation is not based on works, but it's based on grace through faith.
都是神的恩典，神不怜悯我们，我们没办法得救的。
And it's all God's mercy. Without His mercy, we would not be able to be saved.
但是很重要，我们要有信心。
But the important thing is that we need to have faith.
你要接受。
We have to receive.
如果就是有很多牧者讲说，神给这么好的一个礼物，但是如果我们不接受，还是没办法，所以我们还是要做出这个信心接受的动作。
And some pastors, you know, have said, you know, if God gave us such a great present, but we don't receive it, then, you know, what's the benefit?
但是连这个接受都是神的恩的这个神的工作，圣灵的工作。
Even our ability to receive this gift is the work of the Spirit.
所以你看这边一样，我跟你讲到很多信他的，信他的。里面有将近有我据好像有上百个，如果我们仔细算有上百个人信他的，信他的就是我们要相信接受相信耶稣基督。
So we see in the word there are so many people that shows that the important thing is that we have to, those who believe in him, and that's important to believe in him.
相信他的所事。
And to believe in his.And who he is.
相信他的话语。
To believe in his words.
相信他是神的儿子，独生儿子。
To believe that he is the Son of God.
相信他是弥赛亚。
To believe that he is the Messiah.
相信他是从神差来的圣者。
To believe that it was God who sent him.
所以我们的重生是悔改。然后接受耶稣基督施加的救恩。
For us to be born again, it's through repentance and belief, in the salvation of the cross.
我这个就各位弟兄姐妹回去念，从第每一章我读过了，它基本上都是指向耶稣的上十字架的事情。第一章你也许看不出来，我看到了，比如说最后一节，当他跟那个跟这个。跟拿单叶的时候，耶稣第三十节说，你看，因为我说你在无花果底下，你看见你就信了，你将要看到比这更大的事。耶稣要接着说，第三十一节他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们要看见天开了，神的使者要上去下来，在人子身上。有没有？它指向十字架。
So even you know, so I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to read you know every chapter in the book of John, and you'll notice that every chapter points to the cross. Even in you know chapter one, in verses 30 and 31, it talks about you know the Spirit coming down, and you know that. Yeah.
感谢主。好，那还有一件很重要的事情，基本上今天分享还有一个很重要的事情呢，就是约翰福音。第四章第十三节。
So another important
第十四节，对不起，十四节。
Another important thing I want to share is in John chapter 4 verses 14.
其实这个跟刚刚的主题是关联的。人若喝了我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
It says, Jesus said, "But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
所以这个泉源，当耶稣给我们这个 living water， 这个泉源在里面是一个，就是圣灵内住在我们里面，就是神的灵。
And so this living water is this his Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
它可以直涌，可以直一直涌到，一直涌到，一直 spring off 到 eternal， 到永生去。
And so that you know the spirit within us, it's like a spring that you know wells up into eternity.
Hallelujah! 你们有没有觉得非常 excited？
So aren't you all excited?
就是跟我们刚唱的那首歌，来，我们可以涌上来。对，神是锡安，哈、哦，但是神也在我们的，神也在我们与我们同在，可以涌出来。好
，So it's like the song we sang earlier. We know that God is dwelling in Zion, but God is also dwelling in us.
好，我们再看一两个经节就差不多。我们再看第七章。
Let's read a few more verses in chapter 7,
37节到39节
verses 37 to 39.
耶稣说，人渴了就可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说的，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And Jesus says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant for the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
刚刚那个全那个 spring 那个那个那个哦，刚刚那个第四章那边啊，刚刚第四章那边讲到的，那是一个单数 ，OK， 那个泉源是一个单数。那我们在这边啊、这边啊、就是38节讲出这边的这个啊、讲到说这腹中要流出活水的江河，这个江河它英文是 streams， 是啊、是复数。
So notice here that earlier in chapter 4 when we read aboutYou know, this spring of water, that wells up into eternal life, that was a singular. But notice here in verses, in these verses, in verse 38, that it is streams of living water. Now that's plural.
所以是当我们跟当我们这个腹中啊，我们腹中可以流出活水出来。那
So within us, we can have this river, this flow of living water.
是怎么样的条件？信耶稣的人。
And what's the basis of this? It's for those who believe in Jesus.
那耶稣讲这一段话是他还没有上十字架，就是还没有得荣耀之前说的。
And Jesus spoke these words before he was glorified, before he was crucified.
所以说当我们借着，当我们仰望这个十字架的时候，就是那个铜蛇啊，摩西在仰望铜蛇的时候，或者是说我们接受耶稣，就像回归像小孩子一样，是接受耶稣基督当我们的救主的时候，那这个泉源，这个泉源在我们里面。
So this is, you know, when we look to the cross, when we look to his cross, it's like, you know, when under Moses, when people, when he told them to look towards that bronze snake, when we turn to him and seek him, thenLiving water starts to well up within us.
而且这个水啊，要不断的，可以不断的涌流。有人说这个是圣灵充满，在那个《使徒行传》啊、就是一章八节那边讲到的这个情况。
And so this living water can continue to flow within us, and for some people, this can be thought of as also being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我早上也有一个，我不晓得这是意象还是一个想法。我也很少会早上，就是我刚刚说祷告完之后，为两位弟兄祷告之后啊，我眼睛里面竟然是一条水管。那这水管是我们家的水管，在我们家你们知道，我们家有地下室有一个这个 hot tub。那这以前是我居瓦跟居瓦我受信的时候用的，也是那个学谦跟那个对的，还有那个谁，就是跟那个谁啊，像受浸，还有曹大哥、曹少老受浸的。那早上起来，那个水管啊，是弯弯曲曲的，是真的是弯弯曲曲的。这是真的，不是我想不是一个意象，不是一个需求，这是有，因为前阵子我们要就是要把这个水啊，里面那个水，把这个水 因为水有一阵子要把它换水，那我就找水管。
So this morning when I was praying, and usually I don't have, you know, visions in particular, but after praying for some brothers and sisters, I saw this in a vision of these pipes that were downstairs in our basement.
那个水管呢？水管是因为它没有通，它就是被关起来，可能放很久了，结果它有那个就是水管弯弯曲曲的，结果要吸啊，要用虹吸啊。以前那个水管直直的话，一吸水就出来了。
So this pipe that we were using was like bent and twisted, and because of that, you know, it was, you know, the water couldn't flow through easily.
以前它是一吸就出去了。
When it used to be straight.You know, the water could just flow right through.
可是因为它太久没用了，而且是弯着的，结果它就很多的阻挡的地方。
But because it was, you know, bent and twisted, it had, you know, it was constricted.
怎么吸都吸不出去。
No matter how you try to siphon it, you can get water out.
那我觉得这个其实是说，我们的神的泉源在我们里面。我们要时常，圣经上要我们要被圣灵充满。
So what I felt was that, you know, we have this spring of living water within us. God wants to fill us.
但是呢，我们这个管子啊，要顺畅。
But the pipes, in a way within us have to be, have to allow for it.
因为我们要知道圣灵是非常温柔的。
Because we have to know that the Holy Spirit is gentle.
他的声音呢很小声。
And his voice is quiet.
可是我们太有时候可能是因为我们太吵杂，听不到他的声音。
Sometimes we have too much, you know, noise and disturbance that we can't hear him.
有时候可能我们做了什么事情让他担忧了。
Maybe we've done things that grieve the Holy Spirit.
或是有时候我们可能消灭他的感动。
Or maybe we've quieted his movings.
我们就没有。就那个，就像那个水管有这个弯弯曲曲的一样。
Sometimes, you know, it's like the pipe, you know, with lots of twists and.
所以我们要我们在这个地方，我们要怎么办呢？我们要常常来到神的面前，然后让神靠着耶稣基督的宝血。常常的接近，帮助我们。
So what can we do? And that's why we need to frequently come to God to ask Him to fill us.
要常常悔改。
And we need to repent.
那我在想说，主，我要悔改什么
？And I ask, you know, so what should I repent for?
其实我觉得第一件事情要回归，就是我们不够意识到他的同在。
And you know, I think that one of the first things we should repent for is that not always recognizing his presence.
我们必须要。要常常要做这件事情，让我们回到神，让这个管道可以顺畅。
So we need to frequently come back to Him so that the channel between us and Him is smooth.
当我们常常很灵，我们常常意识到圣灵内住在我们圣灵的同在的时候，他 就会继续引导我们，很清楚的引导我们。
The more we recognize His presence within us, the more He will lead us.
很多的问题可能就没有了。
Maybe a lot of the problems that we have, will be solved.
因为我们都靠着自己。因为我们通常都是靠着自己。
Because usually, you know, we just rely on ourselves and not the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 所以感谢主，我想时间很久了，我就分享就到这个地方。基本上就是两今天分享，我想神要告诉我们，就是要很清楚的。神圣灵住在我里面，第二件事情就是我们要常常被圣灵充满。不只是说神，我们知道神住在里面，要神常常充满。那我个人的经验，敬拜神，然后读神的话，还有我们每个人要找，我觉得看的东西很重要，就是我们看的就是接受的这个话语资讯很重要。我喜欢去找，就说，譬如说找讲道或怎么样，你会觉得这个会，这个我不晓得怎么说，就是 you just know it， 你觉得他会把你带向神，所以我们要有一个渴慕的心，要天天哦，要时时，我觉得我们可以时时都在神的同在里面，我们可以时时被圣灵充满，这是我要讲的，但是我们要。Yeah. 还有圣灵方言祷告，对，哦 ，sorry， 大约了，对，
basically, in summary for today, the first thing is that to know that we have the Holy Spirit within us, and the second thing is that we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And from my own experience, you know, there are many ways we can work on this. It's through praising and worshiping God, praying, reading His Word, and being attentive of how we spend our time to draw near to Him. And really, we can have His presence in our lives all the time.
Yeah. 我在操练哦，但是我觉得师母是他们可能是前面先锋啊。我是慢慢才知道这个操练，我觉得要等候神啊，还有安静在神的面前，就是在要有一个时间下来，然后跟神有一个单独的时间，然后可以跟，因为我们知道神就这样，我们可以跟神，不是一个你要跑到一个哪个地方去，你在什么地方，你找一个时间，你就可以跟神讲，沟通，你跟他求问，跟他讲话，跟他就是谈天。
And so, you know, I'm practicing this as well, but really it's.Being able to set apart a quiet time with God, to just communicate, to talk to God, pray to God, to seek Him.
让神的那个能力护庇我们。
To let God's power strengthen us.
让神的同在改变我们。
Let His presence, you know, change us.
是改变我们最内，我们觉得没办法改变的。
To change the parts within us that we can't change.
只有在神的同在里面。那个神可以借着他的同在改变我们这个人的性情。
And it's only through God's presence that He can change us.
我是觉得我有一些地方
改变。I believe that, you know, there are things about me that have been changed.
Yeah. 感谢主。那我今天的分享就到这边。
Thank God, and this.Concludes my sharing for today.
Yeah, 我可以做一个祷告哈，为这个这个。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你。
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank and praise you.
三一的真神，我们感谢赞美你。
The true living God, the Trinity, we praise you.
谢谢你为我们预备的为我们预备的这么完备的救恩。
Thank you for preparing for us such a perfect salvation.
因着你的爱。
It's through your love.
借着耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
为我们成就了这个大的这一件这十架的 完美的救恩
for accomplishing this salvation for us.
也谢谢天父，谢谢你赐下圣灵住在我们的里面。
Thank you for sending down the Holy Spirit to be within us.
成为我们永远的帮助。
To be our eternal help.
引领我们走这一条永生的道路。
To lead us to walk on this, this path of eternal life.
使我们不再是个孤儿。
So that we are no longer orphans.
使你因为你是帮随时帮助我们的。
For you are our help.
我们需要的，我们软弱的时候，你坚强我们。
When we are weak, you strengthen us.
当我们迷路的时候，你成为我们的引导。
When we are lost, you lead us.
当我们不知道怎么。好像不晓得怎么做的时候，你激励我们。
When we don't know what to do, you show us.
成为我们随你随时帮助我们。
So that you are our help.
我们感谢赞美你。
And we thank and praise you.
我们求你天天来带领我们。
We ask that you lead us every day.
使我们过了一个如地。在地如在天的生活。
So that you know we live a life, you know that's as you know that brings heaven onto earth.
帮助我们渴慕你。
Help us to desire you.
帮助我们时时的意识到你的同在。
Help us to experience the reality of your presence.
帮助我们时时感谢赞美你。
Help us to always praise and thank you.
感谢赞将圣灵的让我们有个渴慕圣灵的恩赐的恩赐。
Give us the grace to desire your Holy Spirit.
也帮助我们听你的话，有了你的话，照你的话去遵行。
Help us to know your word and to obey it.
使你的圣灵的果子。
So that we can bear the fruits of the Spirit.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们就祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.